Reading to you from the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, and with the 16th verse. But arise and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. A year later, God called me to preach. And I've been sharing Christ ever since. Oh, friends, I got the greatest news today. I got a letter from my grandson, who I've not seen in many years, never heard from him. Found that he was in jail, and I wrote him a letter, and I said, Dear Sean, your grandpa lived the kind of life that you lived too. Oh, I know what the bottom looks like, but I know what Jesus did for me, and he'll do the same thing for you. And I wrote him out a prayer. I said, Sean, if you really want to trust the Lord and want your life to change, this prayer, prayed with a repentant heart, can actually give you a new life. He wrote back and said, Grandpa, I prayed that prayer, and my life is different. Oh, I'm so thankful the gospel changes lives. Listen, I'll be with you for a half an hour. Won't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax? Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, would you turn with me to the third psalm? And let's begin reading with the first verse. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance from me in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord, and with my voice, and he answered me in his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies on the cheek. Thou hast shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Oh, friends, listen to me. You see, this is the name of my topic tonight is prayer and protection. Ever since my little grandchildren have come into the world, I've prayed for them daily. I pray for their soul. I pray for their protection. And I pray that God will direct their lives. Now, after all these years of not hearing from my grandson, and I finally found out where he was, and I wrote him a letter. I told him I loved him. I told him I was praying for him. And as I said before, he prayed to receive Christ as Savior. You say, oh, he just did that to get you off his back. Oh, no. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. I tell you right now, when I accepted Jesus Christ, I was drunk. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not proud of that, but I'm so thankful that our God reached down and touched me and set me on a solid rock. See, David lived a dangerous life. He faced the giant Goliath, and he fled from Saul, who tried to kill him. Did you know that David had actually killed a lion and killed a bear? And he was just a lad when he took on Goliath. All of God's army backed off. They wouldn't have nothing to do with this guy. 9 foot tall. Well, Goliath said, well, I'll fight him. And they said, well, here's some armor. No, he said, I haven't tried that armor. I don't need that. He said, I've already locked horns with a bear and with a lion. He said, I'm not afraid of him. You see, why was David so confident? Because he knew God was with him. And friends, when you know God's with you, you can do anything. I mean God will lead you. Now, I don't mean go out there and jump off the bridge and say God told you to do that, but God will lead you. If you'll put your trust and confidence in him, he'll show you what to do and how to do it. Now, see, David, his own son, Absalom, had rebelled against him. Oh, that was a heartbreak. And remember the time when they came back to King David and said that someone had found Absalom hanging in a tree with his hair, and they cut his head off. And oh, David cried, oh, Absalom, Absalom, how brokenhearted he was. Well, we all face many dangers. Hey, diseases that threaten our lives. We face enemies, criminals, drunk drivers, angry people. Listen, we go into a prison where these people are lifers. These people are murderers, rapists, you name it. And we go in there. Why do we go in there? Because God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, I was in prison and you visited me not. Yes, sir, but we're going to prison and we're visiting those people. And we're not telling them, ti-la-di-da-di-da. We're saying, repent. Come to Jesus, repent of your sins, and he will change you from the inside to the out. Where can we turn for protection? Let's read the first three verses. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance in him and God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. Well, that's where he goes when he was in trouble. He turned to the Lord in prayer. See, this troubled father turned to his heavenly father. You know, friends, I lost my dad when I was 17 years old. But you know, I've got a father that'll never die. He'll never desert me. He'll wipe away all my tears. Oh, yes, and not only that, but everyone who knows the Heavenly Father is given a mansion. Read the 14th chapter of Gospel John. In my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, beloved, I don't know what that mansion looks like, but it's going to be a whole heap better than what we've ever had on this earth. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Everybody was against David. He was beside himself. But David's prayer is a good example for desperate parents. You have children that have gone astray, and I know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. And your heart's broken. And you think, well, will anything ever happen to turn them around? I'll tell you what the secret is. You cover them with the prayer and protection. You lift them up every day, every day. See, public opinion discounted prayer as being helpful, as it does today. They say there's no help from him in God. Does this sound like the reaction of your friends? I think it does, and mine too. David saw the Lord as his shield and his protector. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You know, when they went into battle in those days, they had these big shields, metal shields, so these spears wouldn't go through them. Well, he said, the Lord is my shield now, and I don't have to worry. See, he tuned out the doubters and believed God. See, you know, folks, some pray and believe and receive, and some pray and doubt and go without. See, David found that God answers prayer. Friends, I'm not going to go into this big deal, but shortly after I was saved, I was heavily in debt. I think I owed about $1,000. But back in 55, that was a lot of money to owe. And there were beer debts, booze debts. And I sold a roof job on a big barn over just about probably 20 miles from my place. And it was a pretty good-sized job, so I called an alcoholic friend of mine and asked him, he was a roofer, and asked him if he'd like a job helping me roof it. And he said, sure, I'll be glad to. Well, we left early in the morning. We went over and we roofed all day. Now, friends, let me tell you what. the water practically rained on the roof all day. It rained all around that barn. I'm telling you, it rained. Well, I was late getting home. My poor wife was beside herself. Every time I was 5 minutes late from getting home, she'd start walking the floor because she hadn't trusted the Lord yet, and she didn't know that God could change an alcoholic's heart. And I got down and said, "Where you been?" I said, "I've been working." She said, "It's been raining here all day long." And I said, "It was raining over there too, but not on the roof we did." Now, folks, that's a true story. I got paid, and I paid my bills. See, David found that God answered prayer. Now, I prayed real hard that God would let it rain on our roof so we could work. David said, "I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." Listen, friends, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what it is that you're facing. You, if you're born again, you have a right to come before the Lord boldly and tell him what your needs are. Don't make any demands. Just tell him what your needs are and ask him to help you. And beloved, he will do it. Well, I can tell you stories that make your hair stand on end, the things I've seen the Lord do in my life. And listen, is it because Cecil Moe's special? Absolutely not. I'm a sinner saved by grace. He reached down in a gutter when I looked up to heaven and told him I was sorry for my sins and told him I wanted a new life. He gave it to me. Immediately, he delivered me from the curse of alcohol. Now, you've got loved ones and friends that you know are alcoholics. Oh, he said, "I wouldn't dare talk to him about that." How do you know that they don't want to hear it? I've had people say, "Well, you know, my husband, he's an alcoholic, but he hates God and he hates churches," and on and on and on. You don't tell me that, because I'll go see him anyway. I'll talk to him anyway. I'll talk to him on the phone. I'll go see him in person. I'll take him to lunch, whatever it takes. But I want to let him know that God can forgive and God can save. We need not fear a frowning world while we rejoice in prayer hearing God. Did you hear me that? A prayer hearing God. Praying people are in good company. You remember when Moses and the children of Israel was up against the Red Sea, and old Pharaoh's army and a bunch of them was behind him, and this boy, "Why didn't you let us stay down there and die instead of dying out here in the desert?" And you know, Moses just stepped off in the water, held out his arm, and bingo, what happened? The sea parted. Oh, it sure did. And all of the children of Israel walked across on dry ground. And here old Pharaoh and his bunch were right after them. And they went on that dry land, and when they got in the middle of that Red Sea, God closed the sea on them, and they all drowned. God protected the children of Israel, and Moses, the great leader, told them what to do. See, Joshua prayed, and the walls of Jericho fell down. You read that story, that's the craziest story you ever read in your life. But it happened. And those walls come tumbling down. Daniel prayed, and the lions couldn't harm him. Well, Daniel had a lot of courage. You see, they said, "Don't talk to any other god, but there's our king. Don't do anything like that." So what did Daniel do? He got in from his big old plate glass window, pulled the blinds open so they could see him, and he turned his head toward Jerusalem and prayed to Almighty God. They said, "You can't do that." Well, he said, "I did." He said, "Well, you know what we're going to do to you now?" "No, we're going to throw you in a lion's den." Well, Daniel said, "Let's get it on." And that night, guess what Daniel did? He pulled one of those big old lions up to him, laid on his mane, and had the best night's rest he'd ever had, because he trusted in the Lord, and he would not obey the devil and his tribe. You know what? People think you and I are crazy because we don't go out boozing and drinking and carousing. They say, "Well, Christians can't have any fun." Let me tell you what, friends. Christians have more joy than all the rich drunks there is in the world. You know, Paul and Silas prayed and were freed from prison. Now, you would think those jailers beat the tar out of old Paul and Silas. And I mean, they're really hurting and laying in that old stinky prison. And Paul said, "Hey, Silas, you remember that song we heard when we were down in Jerusalem? Let's sing it." And they started singing praises unto the Lord. Oh, it pleased God so much that he rattled those doors off that prison with a big earthquake. And man, that jailer heard it. Now, I've been in an earthquake, several earthquakes, even in Tokyo, and I'm telling you, they're scary. And there they were, and the old jailer come in fully expecting that all of the prisoners had escaped. Paul and Silas said, "Hey, don't do yourself no harm, boy. We're all here." He was going to commit Harry Carrier suicide. And he said, "Good sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Did you know that old prisoner took Paul and Silas to his home at midnight? And Paul and Silas preached unto his family Jesus, led a whole bunch of them to the Lord, and even at midnight baptized those people. You say, "Oh, you see, baptism has something to do with salvation." Not one blessed thing does baptism have to do with salvation. I shouldn't say one thing. It's an act of obedience. You get baptized after you have been saved, not before. See, it's the precious blood of Jesus that protects us. And he washes our sins away. And that's indelible blood. And it won't wash off. It don't stain and don't run. Friends, you know what I know about prayer that thrills my heart? I prayed for my oldest brother for 26 years before I had the privilege of introducing him to Christ. I prayed for my younger brother for 23 years before he gave his heart to Christ. So you got problems. So your family's acting up. You're concerned. Well, I suggest that you start praying day and night. Every time you think about them, you pray for them. You know, if God wakes you up in the middle of the night and you think about somebody, maybe your pastor, maybe your Sunday school teacher, maybe your son, maybe your daughter, your wife, that's the time that you need to pray right there. Pray and ask God's protection upon them. Yes, he will. Keep on praying. God hears and will answer in his time. You see, David's prayer brought protection and peace. And it said, "I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have sent themselves against around me around about." See, he had perfect peace. "I laid down to sleep." Let me testify a little bit. You know, I used to have a half a six-pack of beer and a pack of cigarettes on the nightstand before I went to bed to get through the night. Oh, I was so troubled. And, you know, after I accepted Jesus Christ, I no longer needed that six-pack of booze. I no longer need that package of cigarettes. Jesus sustained me just like he did David and kept me going. David reclined his head on the bosom of his God, slept happily beneath the wing of providence in sweet security, and then awoke in safety. You know, in the F6 verses, it, "I will not be afraid of 10,000 people." The size of this problem meant nothing now. He knew God was bigger than them all. Oh, friends, listen to me. What are you facing tonight? You say, "Well, Cecil, I'll tell you right now, we're having a hard time financially." We really are. Now, let me tell you, talk to him about it. Don't be afraid to say, "Lord, I need enough for my car payment, or I need to buy some medication." Now, listen, friends, I live on Social Security, and I know what it is, and I know how we have to watch our pennies and our nickels, especially with this gas price. We don't travel half as much. In fact, we can't go out of town to these big prisons anymore because it become too expensive. And see, you know what they did in the state of Colorado? They used to have chaplains, paid chaplains. Did you know the state of Colorado fired all paid chaplains? We are volunteer chaplains, and we're the only ones that's keeping the gospel in the prisons. We don't get paid for it. We don't ask for nothing but just a chance to go in there and talk to them about Jesus. See, God is able to protect us at all times, and He possesses all power in heaven and on earth. One time I was walking downtown Inglewood, and a great big 18-wheeler come up there. And the guy, I guess, was looking at the light, and he didn't see me. And, you know, he's way high up off the ground. And he took out, and I was right in front of him. And guess what I did? I stiff-armed that big old Peterbilt and threw me over the side of the road, and he didn't run over me. Now, who do you suppose protecting me? God did. You say, oh, see, so do you believe that? You bet your life. I believe in a guardian angel. You sure? There sure is a guardian angel. In Christ's death and resurrection, He overcame all His foes. He overcame death. And He arose from the grave on the third day. And in 45 days, He ascended up into glory, leaving His disciples with a tremendous job to do, with no TV, no radio, no airplanes, no car. Only power they had was donkey power. Let me ask you this. Tonight, are you willing to surrender all to our victorious Lord and have peace? Now you say, Cecil, wait a minute, you're going too fast. I don't know Jesus. According to you, I go to church every Sunday. I go to prayer meeting. I read my Bible. I ask the blessing at the table. Well, that's good. That's absolutely good. But that won't get you into heaven. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot get into the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again. That's what the Bible says. Now, I'm not making that up. He said, I'll take my chances. Boy, don't do that. Someone said, you know, Cecil, I don't believe it. You can't convince me there's a God. Of course I can't. But there's one who can, God's Holy Spirit. And, beloved, when He gets a hold of your old skin, then you know. You know, a guy said to me, well, Cecil, I'd like to believe, but I can't. Well, if you can't believe, would you do me a favor? Would you bow your head and say, Lord, help thou mine unbelief? And He will. He certainly will. Well, if you're a lost church member, and listen, let me read this to you quickly. Religion is man's effort to reach up to God. Salvation is God coming down to man and making him a new creation. Oh, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become as new. Well, dear friends, if you don't know Jesus, I'm asking you tonight to bow your head with me right now. And please don't pray this unless you really mean it. And here's how the prayer goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll forgive me for all the terrible things I've done to you and my family and my loved ones. And Lord, the best way I know how, I'm opening my heart, and I'm receiving you as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. Now, listen, I won't use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you, and I sure won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Friends, I don't care where you go to church. I'm concerned where you spend eternity. If you feel I can help you spiritually, I wish you would give me a call at 303-471-8534. God bless you.
I'll praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. I'll praise your name, Lord, my whole life long. I'll praise your name, Lord, until I'm home. I'll praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. Your notes are much sweeter than mine, and your words have reason and rhyme, and your song will stand through all time. I'll praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. Praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. I'll praise your name, Lord, my whole life long. I'll praise your name, Lord, until I'm home. I'll praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. Help me trust you the best that I can. Give peace, Lord, wherever I am. I'll praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. I'll praise your name, Lord, and sing your song. I'll praise your
Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Oh, I hope I said something tonight that encouraged you. Oh, listen, God loves you no matter what you're going through right now. He loves you, and He promises that He will be with us even under the end of the world. And, you know, Jesus is coming back, friends. He's coming back pretty soon. I don't know when. Only the Father in heaven knows, but He's coming back. And He's going to rapture His church. Take everybody who... Now, He's not going to take the Baptist, the Presbyterian, or the Catholic, or the Mormons. He's taking those who have been born again. That's the only ones that's going to get to go to heaven. The lost will have to go to hell. That's the way you... You know, you're the one that plans where you spend eternity. Well, listen. Until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.